About Shemitah.
You were talking about selling the land. Can you sell the land under a building, such as Knesset or the High Court of Injustice?
Or you want to sell it?
Oh, I don't know. It's turned into a bourbon observatory. Expand the bourbon
observatory. It's long ago. It's
along to the church.
The land that has is the Greek church.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
You're renting it from
there. For 100 years. The whole Chavia, the whole area of it. They rented it 100 years ago. Almost 95 years or something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Most of it, Chavia and all the area. What's the point? It's Israeli land. No, but under the Greek law, so... Not the Greek law, the Turkish law. Tabu.
The only advantage there is there's the wonderful Jerusalem Bird Observatory.
There's also the garden over there.
Right, that's part of the Jerusalem Bird Observatory.
Bird's garden.
Gan
Avradim. So,
birds
so we're talking about Otzal Beis Din. People asked you yesterday, what's Otzal Beis Din? So we said there's a few ways that you could buy. You could buy fruits and vegetables on Shemitah. I'm not going into all the details that we spoke about other days, but we said vegetables from the time of, in the whole year of Shemitah, basically, and fruit, so it goes by the, when you start seeing the fruit, when the flower falls, and you start seeing the fruit.
The bud.
Fruit, the bud, that's when it's considered, if it belongs to the sixth year or the seventh year. So anyways, you can't really do, Chorah, you can't do business with fruit of Shviz, but there's ways that you could. If it's grown in Eretz Yisrael and belongs, the land that belongs to Goyim still, and Goyim dealt the land and everything, then according to most of the country, it's called Yevul Nochri, produce of Goyim, and you're allowed to eat it, it has no kedusha of Shviz. You can buy it with money per kilo. You can eat it, you can throw away, you can do whatever, you can make compost out of it, you can use the peels for whatever you want. Regular food, like from Futzlar, as if it's from Futzlar. Or if it's from Futzlar, of course you can do everything else. Awesome. The other way is, we said Heta Mechira, which most Poskim do not rely on this, which is, you make a effective, not real selling of the land to a goy. You can't really sell land in Israel to a goy, but you make a ke'ilu, and then you say, oh, here goyim work the land, it's lands of goyim, and you can eat it. Most of the posts cannot rely on that. Therefore, if you go into the store and it says heta mechil, you ask him, is this heta mechil? And they say yes. So turn around and go to the next store and ask them. So you don't buy heta mechil, we don't buy heta mechil.
Will there be a sign out saying what it is?
Usually yes, and if there's no, you ask. You don't assume anything on Shemitah, you ask.
Would it be next to the produce where they have
the front of the two dots? Usually, yes, it should be. Yes, then they'll tell you, it's a mechir, the guy I buy, he sells the stuff, it's a mechir, and the stuff is Yivul Nochri. And he tells you which is a mechir, which is Yivul Nochri. If you could trust the person, you
But if you're dealing with like a major market like co-op shop,
all these places are usually heta mechira, almost 100%. I'm sure. So you can't really buy the fruits and vegetables on Shemitah yet. So
what about canned goods?
Ma?
Canned goods. Like pickles.
So it says on the box. It says on the box what it is. It says the mechira, it says the Yivul Nochri, it says on the box. Or it says no worries of Shemitah. You have to buy a can from a good hechsher. Okay, there's a third way. It's called Oitzal Beis Din. Oitzal Beis Din is like this. Oitzal Beis Din ma'arechet la'avarat Yivul Shvit v'yasodot ha'parduslim al menat la'afshir la'tzibur le'kayem והייתה שבת הארץ לכן לאוכלם, בלי להיקשר באיסור סחורה פירות שביעית. הסדר זה מקובל בנהוג מושכל לרוב פסקין, להלן פרטי דינים עיקריים בכל מגיע לקונים ולעקרות בית. So heta mechir, otzal beis din, it's a thing that you do with the fruit, it's fruit of kedushas shviz, and it's a way that you could buy them, even though you know how to make business with it, there's a way, we'll see now all the details, how you could buy them, and you're not considered doing business with the Peros of Shviz, and there's certain laws of how to treat the fruits and vegetables that you buy, because there's certain laws that you have to know how to deal with these fruits and vegetables, not like any other fruit and vegetable. Kedusha Shviz, it's a good thing, you can eat it, you have to know how to buy it, and how to deal with it, it's not so complicated. So what is Otzal Beis Din? החנויות בהן מתחלקת הצער אוצר בדין אינה אלא תחנות חלוקה עליהן מעבירים פועלים שלוחי בית דין הזכויים לדעת לעבוד את אותן העבודות המותרות בשביעית לשכר העבודה והוצאות על בית דין ואת אותן הוצאות כולל שכר אריזה, הובלה ושכירות שכר מקום החלוקה מטיל בית דין על הצרכן זה יסתם פה What happens is like that you know how to work the fields. There's only certain things that you're allowed to do in the field. You're allowed to do everything in the field during Shemitah, which will keep the plant alive. You know that, gardener, Mr. Gardener? Yeah, you can't do.
You can't do it in a way. You not do it always.
In a way, they don't do it always.
Clean,
yeah.
You plow, you can do it.
Certain things. If you're a gardener, you have to learn that off as well, what you do exactly. You're allowed to work on Shemitah, you just have to know what to do, what not to do. Okay? But you can do things extra in order to make the food grow better, or to cut the leaves that, I want the tree to be trimmed and then it'll grow more.
Fertilizer.
It's a problem. To make the food become better, you can't do it in Shemitah. That's not enough. Yeah? What happens? Beis Din hire people to work in the land. People have land, so they say, fine, it's Hefkel. We want Beis Din to take care of our land. So Beis Din hires the owners usually to deal with the land, to do the halachas that are permitted to do with the land. And then Beis Din packs it, and Beis Din brings it to certain places where they're going to be given out. And you're not going to pay for the food, you're going to get them for free. You're paying for the work that people did, for the packaging, for the rent of the store. That's what you're paying for. You can even sell it per kilo. Doesn't make a difference. Usually you sell it per box. Okay? Why? Because you're not paying for the fruit. Usually you pay for the fruit, right? You say, how much fruit I'm eating? I'm buying 2 kilos of apples. 2 kilos is worth 10 shekels. We're not saying that. We're saying a box of fruit costs this amount of money because the rent, because the Beis Din sent people to pick the stuff. Beis Din sent people to. And so the Beis Din is charging people for the work that they had people do their work. Understand what goes on? That's called Otzal Beis Din. Okay? The only thing is that you have the fruit in your house. You have to know how to deal with fruit which is Kedushas Shviz. So fine, there's a certain store. Let's say there's a certain store with Kedushas Shviz. It's called Otzal Beis Din. It's not in the big market. Usually it's certain stores, specific stores. Sometimes they open especially just for Shemitah. A lot of times also grape juice is Otzal Beis Din. In the 8th year, and the 9th year, and the 10th year, you might see grape juice, and it says on the back, Otzal Beis Din. And the same thing, you can, on the label, it will say Otzal Beis Din. Otzal Beis Din. Otzal is a treasure that belongs to Beis Din. And the Beis Din is giving it to you. Why are you paying 20 shekels for the bottle?
Well, just the cost.
For the cost of bringing it, exactly. For the workers, for this, not for the produce, not for the juice. Okay?
So,
people are making money off of this, obviously.
They're making money for
the work, not exactly, not for the produce.
It's not for profit.
Exactly.
So my wife is really concerned about where to find it.
The Otzal Beis Din?
Right.
I tell you, most stores will have Yevul Nochli, stuff from Goyim, which is much easier to deal with. If you do buy Otzal Beis Din, yeah, or even if you don't buy Otzal Beis Din, if you go to your friend's place and pick apples because it's Hefker. You have to know how to deal with them, with the fruit. So now we're going to learn, what do you do with these fruit?
Well, we want to buy Osabestin.
Also Osabestin, but also it's from Jews. So before Shemitah, we'll find out where the stores are, the stores around here. So we'll find out before Shemitah where the Otzal Beis Din stores are. I'm sure there'll be lists up here and everything.
Wait, Otzal Beis Din is good or like cheaper or more?
No idea, it's probably more. More or less the same, maybe a little bit more.
Why would it be more?
Because it's all estimated work. It's not exactly. It's not like you put a kilo on the thing and that's...
But there's no profit involved, it would be definitely less than.
Yeah, but they don't want the people to lose out. They've worked.
I understand.
They're going to make money, those who work.
Cost and profit is profit. I mean.
Thank God, but they're going to make money, those who work.
If this was grape juice, this would cost maybe 20, let's just say 20 shekels to produce and 30 to sell retail for a profit. So why would we sell it for 32 or 30 when we know it's 20 to produce it?
Who said 20 to produce? You don't just pay for the produce, to produce it, for the work. You pay for the whole work, for everything they did.
So all the work was 20 shekels, is the cost. And nowadays, non-sheep eaters are taking this and they're putting it on the market for 30 shekels.
But who told you it cost 20 shekels?
It's about the cost to produce it, no?
Maybe because, no, I mean, they can make up how much they want to give their
no,
people.
No, they usually mark up a lot.
So they'll make it in a way that they're not going to lose. They say, no. We want to pay our people this and this amount of.
You guys go pick a bushel of grapes for 100 shekel, which is used for 50 of these bottles, I say. You pay him 100 shekel for the bushel basket of grapes, you pay him 100 shekel basket of grapes, you pay him 100 shekel basket of grapes. So it's not being changed. There's no more. Because it's shmuti or not shmuti, it's not going to make the difference of 100 shekels. Maybe because of the crop or the abundance or the less or more. But are you telling me that the price just to produce it, the bare minimum cost is going to fluctuate widely?
Yeah. No, you call you that they'll charge a little bit more. So
because it's an estimation.
It's an estimation. Understand?
Right.
It's an estimation. Therefore, when you do an estimation, you'll
always
do it a little bit up. Not a big difference. Usually it's not a big difference. Okay. You buy from Arabs.
Right, but you really want to buy from someone who wants to slit your throat.
Not only that, you know, you never know what to put into the fruit and vegetable that they grow.
What could they put in?
I don't know. Look on the injections. Anyways, if you're eating fruit of Shemitah,
either the Arabs is cheaper?
Yeah, I think so. If you're eating fruit of
Shemitah?
No, because the Arabs. If you're eating fruit of Shemitah, regardless if you bought it from Otzal Beis Din or if it's grew in someone's yard, your own yard, you're allowed to take also from your own yard. Just the amount that you're going to eat. Can't pick and put in your house the whole thing. Okay? So, how do you deal with it? First of all, you have to eat it in the way it's used to be eating. And you can't do it, you can't destroy it. For example, cucumber, you don't eat cooked. No one eats cucumber cooked, right? Did you ever see someone eat cucumber cooked? No. Therefore, you know how to cook a cucumber, of Shemitah. If it has Kedusha Shvi'is, it's not normal, it's not, and it's asur to do with Peros of Shemitah. If cucumber of Shemitah, you have to eat it raw.
Okay?
What?
Put it in vinegar, pickle it, or make
a pickle it. If you usually you pickle pickles, so you're allowed to do that. Understand?
Wait,
stuff which you're used
carrots?
To. Stuff which you're used to eating them raw or cooked, you could do either or. Stuff which are only cooked, you can't eat them raw. Some which are only raw, you can't eat them cooked. Okay.
What if your wife's growing herbs like mint or dill or?
Oh God, it's usually not. Where is it? On the windowsill.
Yeah.
There's no shemitah there. On the land. It goes by what most people in this country do, in this area do. Okay? If you go to a place in the world that everyone cooks their cucumbers, so they're there. But really, there's no Shemitah chasar, it's on the other side. And you can't take this. So whatever most people do in this. You let them make dried dates, dried figs, dried... what's it called, the tzimukim,
Prunes?
Prunes and simukim is from grapes, no? Raisins. There's no tumas and maizes with pearls of Shemitah. You pick from the tree, you bring it to your house, and you eat it, enjoy it. Okay? Okay. Meaning, the produce of the seventh year, you don't need to do tumas and maizes. If you have produce of the sixth year, and you're eating on the seventh year, of course you need to do tumas and maizes. Yeah? Only produce of the seventh year, you don't have to do tumas and maizes.
You don't
think
Shumar
because
it's
the Shemitah? Yeah. No. You know, what about flour? You with a good hechsher.
Flour? Where does it grow? Flour grows here?
I assume so. I don't know.
If it grows here, it has a lot. They won't have any flour in Shemitah.
Hmm?
From here, they'll only have from Chutzlar. Okay. Now, fruits and vegetables of Shemitah, that you let to peel, that usually you peel, you let to peel them and buy it. You can try to use if you have, there's all kinds of peelers. There's some peelers that take off more, some that take off less. You want to use a peel that takes off more on Shemitah. Why? You don't want it to be considered garbage. You want it to still be considered food.
That you're taking away?
Yeah. And you don't throw it out. So you put it, you have a special bin in your kitchen. It's called the Shemitah bin. And you put anything that has to do with Tusha Shvis that is still good for animals to eat, you have to put in that bin. What is not good for animals to eat? For example, pits of peach and stuff like that. Animals do not eat that. I forgot that. Animals do not eat that. That doesn't have Dusha Shvis. Right? Avocado peels, I don't know. Animals eat it? Could be.
Don't think so.
You know what they don't eat? They don't eat peels of onions and garlic. So that doesn't have Dusha Shvis. But if you take off another peel from the onion, another one of the rings, that already has Dusha Shvis. You can't put it in the garbage. You put it in the special bin till it rots, and when it rots, you throw it out. You can't put in the garbage. It's bizayon or shvis.
But don't certain people have a bin for each thing, a bin for and for each day, like a bin for oranges, a bin for apples.
Oh yeah, but yeah, maybe we'll see in a second. I don't remember from
home. Hundred bins.
I don't remember. I don't remember from my parents like that. But maybe let me see. Yeah, things that usually you grade, you let it grade on Shemitah. Now, the thing is like this. I have a salad that I make. It's called zucchini salad. I grate the zucchini, and then I squeeze the juice out. So on Shemitah, you cannot squeeze that juice out to the garbage, to the thing. Why? The juice has Kedusha Shvis. Talking about vegetables of Shemitah, what's al beis din, or if it grew in your yard, if it grew that you're growing it. Okay, it has Kedusha Shvis. You can't just squeeze it now. Okay, you're allowed to make jam out of the fruit and everything.
What about like the stuff that inevitably gets thrown away, like the remnants from your grater, let's say, or from the zester or something?
Then the what? The
remnants, the leftovers, like little stuff.
Depends how much it is. If it's a very little amount that people don't consider it, so it doesn't have to just be.
What about soup?
What about soup?
Okay, you're making a vegetable soup. Does that have kedusha?
Of course.
Even though you remove the vegetables.
I don't know, you remove the vegetables like that. I think so. We'll see in a second. He says here, things that usually people make juice out of, for example,
carrots, apples.
No. No. He doesn't say this. It's very interesting. I don't know why he doesn't say this. Say this. Things that usually you make juice out of them, for example, wine, grapes, that you make wine out of them, and grape juice. In time of Chazal, there wasn't much juice that they made out of. They didn't have juicers. You make orange juice, yeah? You can make grape juice, maybe pomegranate juice, stuff that you could squeeze. With carrots, how can you make juice out of it if you don't have a juicer? Apple, how can you make juice out of it if you don't have a juicer? Impossible, right? A juicer for hard stuff. And therefore, he says here that on Shemitah, oh, you let him make, by the way, you let him make olive oil, because that's the usual way that they do it. But he says from apples and carrots and stuff like that, you should not do juice on Shemitah if it's from Kedushas Shvi'is. He says that's what it
is. Now, what about soup, like an orange soup? What about
that
soup?
You're eating it, no problem. You're praying it.
That's
Kedushas Shvi'is. Yeah, Kedushas Shvi'is. Make sure not to throw out an amount that people eat. If there's leftovers on the bowl after you finish the whole bowl, it's not a problem. But if there's leftovers on the bowl, like.
No, but if the pot's empty and you just try to scrub it out.
Yeah, so no problem. If it's empty. From my experience, orange soup, leave it out for a few hours and it goes bad.
Orange
soup goes bad very quickly.
What?
Even in the fridge. I don't know. It's in the, maybe because my wife fries the onions and puts it in. Onions go bad. I don't know. My wife makes the best orange.
Orange soup?
Yeah, all the orange vegetables.
I served it
to you. Pumpkin.
Squash. Yeah.
Squash. Zucchini.
I thought maybe I got little oranges.
No. Orange, like color orange.
Oh, you know.
I'll bring in our cookbook. The neighborly cookbook.
If someone did squeeze the fruit that you weren't supposed to, still the juice has Kedushas Shvi'is, and remnants?
Remnants.
They also have Kedushas Shvi'is. It's a lot usually that's left over. Okay.
So you're permitted to squeeze lemon juice?
You should also have some of the meat of the fruits come out. It usually comes out anyways.
Meat?
The meat of the fruit.
Ah.
Tov. Tomorrow we continue this.